KSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Mass protest breaks out in China's Jiangyou, Sichuan province over official neglect in school bullying case. A school bullying incident in southern China has sparked a series of protests and calls for more justice for the 14-year-old victim.
四川江油市校园霸凌事件引发大规模抗议。最近发生在四川江油市的一起校园霸凌事件激起民愤，人们要求为这名14岁的受害者讨公道而走上街头抗议，但遭警察镇压。
A video of the girl being slapped, kicked, and forced to kneel by other minors went viral in the Jiangyou city in Sichuan province last week. In a series of videos shot by the perpetrators, the victim can be heard saying she would call the police after being repeatedly hit with a stick. Then one of the girls attacking her said they were not afraid. Another said she had been to the police station more than 10 times and claimed she was set free in less than 20 minutes.
上周，社交平台热传一条未成年人遭霸凌的视频。视频显示，一名未成年女孩被多名同龄女子包围辱骂，女孩还遭强制脱衣服、下跪、连续扇耳光、棍子抽打、踹后背等。在由施暴者拍摄的一系列视频中，被打的女生哭诉说自己会报警，一位攻击她的女生说她们不怕，另一位则声称自己已到警察局十多次，每次都在20分钟内被释放。
According to local sources, including a poster claiming to be the victim's cousin, the girl was frequently bullied because her mother is deaf and mute. However, due to there being juvenile offenders, the perpetrators were taken to a police station but were released shortly after without punishment. Despite repeated urging from the victim's family, including kowtowing before the police, the authorities ignored the matter.
当地人包括受害者的亲戚披露，因为被霸凌的女孩的母亲是聋哑人，女孩在学校经常遭到霸凌。施暴方被带到警察局后，都以未成年为由未受处罚而很快被释放。受霸凌女孩的父母这次反复要求官方能给女孩一个公道，甚至向警方负责人下跪请求，都被置之不理。
Under intense public pressure, local police issued a statement on August 4th saying the victim only suffered minor injuries and that two of the attackers had been given administrative penalties, the other were only given criticism and education.
在公众的舆论压力下，四川江油市警方在8月4日发通报称，被打女孩经鉴定为轻微伤，对其中的两名施暴者已做出治安处罚的决定，对其余人员已进行批评教育。
The government's passive response triggered strong public dissatisfaction. That day, large crowds gathered before the police station in Jiangyou, and in the evening, demonstrators filled major intersections in the city to demand justice for the victim.
当地政府的被动反应引发众怒。8月4日，大批民众聚集到警察局抗议。当晚，民众聚集在江油市的主要街道，要求给受害者公道。
Protesters gathering spontaneously on the streets broke through police roadblocks set up ahead of time and chanted slogans such as "The child deserves the truth," "Punish the bullies severely," and "Handle the case according to law." They called for a full investigation, accountability for the negligence, and police transparency.
抗议人群自发涌向街头，穿过警方设置的路障， 并呼喊孩子需要真相、严惩霸凌、依法办案等口号。他们要求全面调查，追究护士者及政府透明度。
By early morning, police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, sprayed pepper spray, and violently arrest and remove protesters. Videos circulating online show several officers beating protesters while some demonstrators chanted, Xi Jinping, step down, CCP, step down.
当局调动大批警力进行暴力镇压，警方用催泪弹和辣椒水驱散民众，多名人士被暴力抓捕。视频显示，多名警察殴打抗议者，一些抗议民众喊出“习近平下台，中共下台”的口号。
One local shop owner told the BBC that things got bloody after police used batons and electric prods to control the crowd. And another witness said that he saw a few water bottles being thrown at the police. People just want justice, he said.People were upset about the lack of punishment.
据英国广播公司报道，当地一位商店老板告诉记者，警察用警棍和电棒控制民众后，很多人流血受伤。另一位目击者说，他看到有人向警察扔水瓶，并表示人们想要公道，人们对官方不惩罚施暴者的做法感到不满。
Though the protest was dispersed by riot police, demonstrators quickly regrouped elsewhere, continuing to chant. They threw rocks, water bottles, and other objects at police and tried to rescue detained individuals from police custody. These online videos were quickly removed by official censors.
尽管防暴警察驱散了抗议人群，但人们在另外的地方又聚集起来，继续呼喊口号。他们向警察扔石头、水瓶，并试图营救被警察抓捕的民众。网上的这些视频很快被官方删除。
According to the BBC, a lawyer who is unwilling to be named and based in Shanghai said in an online post that this incident has highlighted an ongoing legal dilemma for Chinese officials. He wrote on the Chinese social media platform Weibo,The penalty for causing minor injuries is too mild, while the physical and mental trauma suffered by victims is overlooked by the law, which leads to a significant imbalance in the protection of their rights.
据英国广播公司的一名记者核实，一位不愿透露姓名的上海律师在微博上发帖说，这一事件凸显了政府官员面临的一个持续的法律困境。他写道，造成轻伤的处罚过于轻微，而受害者所承受的身心创伤却被法律忽视，导致其权益保护出现严重失衡。
Good afternoon, welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM.Burlaby. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Emily Burgess, and the song is called I Wanna Make You Mine, and it's from her album titled We Are In Lover, which was released in January 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show。 现在呢，到了我们欣赏加拿大音乐人发行的专辑节目时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Emily Burgess 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做I wanna make you mine. Netflix is a song from David Lisk, and it's called Caught in the Tide, which is from the album titled 6 in 6 and 8, and it was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 David Lisk 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Caught in the Tide。
On these proud working hands, I'm not scared to roll up my sleeves. I've looked after my family when the waters were rough, and never stopped chasing the dream. You stretched every dime when we waded too deep, and somehow you kept us afloat. But the waves keep on crashing.
It's been so long, and it's from the album also titled It's Been So Long. It was released last year. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Senna Miranda's Veranda 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 It's Been So Long.
We've got 光匆匆又过了六十分钟，滴答答滴答答换了声钟，我们又要分手，于是我说拜拜哟好朋友，不管你坐在哪个角落，拜拜哟好朋友，盼望你别后多珍重，哎呀呀，滴答答滴答答，时光匆匆又过了六十分钟，滴答答滴答答欢乐声中，我们又要分手，于是我说拜拜哟好朋友，不管你坐在哪个角落，拜拜哟好朋友，盼望你别后多珍重，哎呀呀，滴答答滴答答，时光匆匆又过了六十分钟，欢乐声中，我们又要分手，于是我说拜拜哟好朋友，不管你坐在哪个角落，拜拜哟好朋友，盼望你别后我珍重，哎呀呀，说拜拜，
The song you just heard is called 匆匆别后 which means departure in a hurry, and it's vocal by 梁宏志. A plex is a song by 蔡琴 and it's called 恰似你的温柔 which means just like your softness.听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲是来自梁宏志演唱的《匆匆别后》。接下来要推荐给大家的是来自蔡琴的《恰似你的温柔》。
某月的某一天，
For today's music section of the Chinese show is a song vocal by Zhou Xiuqing, and it's called Ouzan, which means by chance. And here she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week, next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自卓秀琴演唱的《偶然》。在这里呢，何西祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。感谢您收听我们的节目。